Well, I thought that the, you know, we gave a lot of guys a chance to play tonight that didn't play as much last week. And, you know, I thought we, you know, we played pretty hard. Certainly wasn't perfect, but, you know, we had a few guys show up, make some plays. So we'll take a closer look at the film tomorrow and, you know, see how it all turned out. But, you know, I thought we had, you know, we had some guys step up and make some plays tonight. So, you know, that was good. That was good. It was a good opportunity to give those guys a chance to play. On offense, on defense, in the kicking game, and I thought they responded well. We had a good week of practice, and you know, thought they showed up quite a few times tonight. So we'll just go on from here, and you know, follow the decision-making process that we normally do at this time of year. Meet the deadlines and the cuts that we have to make. There's no real time frame for that other than when it needs to be in. We'll see how it goes in the next couple of days as we just try to put everything together and make the best decisions we can for this 2013 football team.
Bill, there was a story in Rolling Stone about Aaron Hernandez.
Don't have anything to add.
Have you read it?
Don't have anything to add.
Well, it said in there that Aaron told me he was...
Don't have anything to add.
Because Jonathan trusted. Jonathan trusted.
Next question. You know, I think we had a lot of guys that stepped up and competed well tonight. We'll see how it all looks on film and, you know, take a closer look at everybody.
There's a tendency to read a lot into who's on the field and when in a preseason league. Should we read into guys who are on the field in the second half as being people you need to take a look at, people who might be closer to the end of the roster in the front?
I don't know. I look at how they play. Look at it however you want, Tom. I don't care. You know, look at it upside down or backwards if you want. I'm just trying to look at how they play.
The last few years, you've kept two quarterbacks. What would happen going backwards?
Whatever we do will be whatever we think is in the best interest of this football team, the 2013 team, whatever that is in any position. So we'll do what we think's best for the team.
If you keep him, what's
the what, whoever we keep, it'll be because of the value they bring to the team. You know, the things that we feel like he can do that will help our team. What he's been doing in training camp.
Beckett and Cannon tonight, was that consistent with what you've seen out of those two guys in practice?
Well, I mean, I think they both got a lot more opportunity to play tonight. They played basically the whole game, and that's a lot more playing time than they've had in practice or in games. And there were a lot of other guys like that that went into that category that played almost the whole game. So it was a great opportunity for them. And like I said, we'll take a look at everything tomorrow on the film and see how everybody did. Well, he hasn't played much this preseason, so you know it was an opportunity for him to play as well. But this is the first preseason game he's played in. I'm glad it worked out for everybody, but I, that's not really my thing. I mean, I don't really know too much about that whole situation, so both sides agree to it, then great.
So are you worried about the Aaron Hernandez story lingering over the course of the season?
I told you I don't have any comment about that. There's nothing more I've said than I'm going to say about it.
I'm just saying as it relates to the football team, because these things seem to...
Anything else?
I mean,
anything else? Yeah, well, this is the toughest, you know, this is the toughest part of the job. I mean, we go to camp with 90 guys, and we go to 53. So we know that we're going to have to tell 37 people that they can't be on the team. I mean, that's the math. So it's always hard when guys work hard, do everything you ask them to do, train hard, put forth all the effort they can put forth, and you still have to tell 37 guys that they can't be a part of the team this year. So it's always a tough thing. Certainly guys that have been around here and have contributed and won a lot of games for us, which it seems like there's always a couple guys in that category every year. But whenever that happens, that's, you know, that's even tougher because of the relationship and what they've done. But we all know it's a competitive game and a competitive league, and that's what we sign up for. So, you know, whoever deserves to make it, then those are the guys we have to keep. And the guys that don't make it, sometimes it's hard to tell them that, but that's our job. We'll see who they keep on the roster, and we'll have to be ready for all 53 players that they have on the roster, whoever they happen to be. I mean, until somebody is declared out, then we have to prepare for them. We know that can happen on the first play of the game. I mean, whoever we think is going to be in there, something could happen, and the next person could be in there, and that's true at every position. So whenever we play any opponent, it's always the same. We've got to prepare for all the people that they could have active against us, and whichever ones play, then those are the ones we have to compete against. We can't control it.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.